I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. November 8th is Orphan Sunday, which means thousands of churches will pray and hold events to raise awareness for the escalating orphan crisis. Bethany Christian Services says it's vital that people get involved, but there's more ways you can help besides adoption. Bethany's Bill Blackwire.
We're working with over 3,000 children in Ethiopia where we're helping to keep them with their families. And some of that is done by sponsorship. So a family here in the United States or some other country is providing a sponsorship to a family in Ethiopia or another country. And that empowers that family to send their child to school to help provide food and clothing.
Want to get your church involved? Keep on listening to find out how. When it comes to reaching the lost for Christ, there's a people group most overlook, the special needs community. But they are getting a seat at the table of God with the help of the King's Table Ministries.
This last year with the school, the church, and the communities of the developmentally disabled people and their families, we've had the ability to affect over 2,000 lives.
Sally Gallagher helps run King's Table, which connects the body of Christ with the disabled community around them. Only a tenth of 1% of people born with cognitive disabilities go to a Bible-believing church.
They have incredible gifts that God has given them as well to use in the church and in serving in general.
On the 19th, you can celebrate what God is doing through King's Table at the face-to-face banquet. Seats are going quickly, so hurry to missionnews.org to reserve your spot. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Elkhorn's Why Pro-Life, a comprehensive tool on godly responses to the questions at large. Get yours by calling us at 800-995-4828 or click the link at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.